Praise the Lord this morning. I want to acknowledge Sister Janet Marks is with us this morning, and we've been praying for her and the family. They've been through a lot this year, and I just want her to know that the church is with them. The church is praying. Can we say amen this morning? Amen. Praise God. We know when one of the body hurts, we all hurt. That's the unity. That's what the body of Christ does, is we lift each other up and we just hold each other up in prayer, and prayer changes things, and prayer gives us grace and strength to overcome in the day. And we say, Lord, thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for those that love your appearing. Praise God this morning. Praise the Lord. Would you turn with me to Philippians, the epistle to Philippians, the third chapter, a passage I know we're familiar with, but I feel drawn to it this morning so strongly. And I pray the Holy Spirit gives us something to encourage us in this Christian journey. In this letter to the church at Philippi, Paul, in my opinion, just my personal feeling, is this third chapter and portions of it just are so profound and so expressive of the apostle's heart that it just thrills me. I just rehearse it in my mind many times. There's so much depth in the words that it's sometimes we can gloss over the words and read them, and yeah, that sounds nice, but when we meditate on it and get it deep into our soul, what put ourselves in the position that the apostle was in, it just makes it just so beautiful. And I want to begin reading with the 8th verse. It says, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him." And there are two verses in this passage I'm reading that really impressed me, and this is one of them. "That I may know him, know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." And this is the other verse. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." And I'm going to stop the reading right there. Paul, in this passage, we didn't read the first part, but he kind of gives his resume. He says, if anyone could boast about their salvation or their righteousness or their authority, it is I. And he lists why he feels that way. But he says, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I want you to think about that for a moment. Paul was at the top of his game. He had arrived. He had arrived. He was feared. He was revered. He was honored. He had credentials. He was persecuting the Christians, putting them in jail. He was rooting out this Christianity all over the world. And he had authority. He had people that were afraid of him. He had people that knew his name. Didn't want to be associated with him. They were afraid. But on the road to Damascus, it all changed. Praise God. Oh, glory to his name. It all changed. Praise God. God caught up with him. Oh, praise the Lord. He caught up with him. What a marvelous thing. "For whom I have suffered the loss of all things." and count them but dung, refuse, that I may win Christ. And that is the subject of this message, that I may win Christ. Amen. Isn't that our desire, that we may win Christ this morning? Oh, I want to know him, praise God. I want to know Christ. I want to win Christ, praise God. Glory to his name. He says, I want to go to that 10th verse, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If we back up a moment, he says, not my righteousness, which is of the law. If people trying to get into heaven, if I could put it in those terms, by doing good things, by trying to be righteous, by trying to do good deeds, and trying to live an exemplary life, and that's all good. But that doesn't get us into heaven, praise God. That's not, because our righteousness, the Bible says, is as a filthy rag before God. All what we think is righteousness, God looks at it, and it is useless. The righteousness which we have is because of Christ Jesus that he imputed to us when we accepted the atonement of his blood to wash away our sins. His righteousness, praise God. We're made righteous in Christ Jesus, not because of who we are, what we do, but because of the blood of Jesus this morning. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And he goes on to say that I may know him, not just knowing about him, not just an acquaintance, not know him from a distance, but I want to know him. I want to know him. Praise God. You know, when you met your significant other, whether you were a teenager or older or whatever, what was the desire to get to know them, a closer relationship with them? That's probably not a great example, but that's the closest I can come to that example of knowing Christ. There's something about coming in contact with Jesus Christ that just makes you want to draw closer to him, not to follow him from a distance. People have, you know, put up hedges in terms of wanting to get to Christ. Well, if I get too much into this knowing Jesus, I'm going to have to give up things, and I'm not going to be able to live the life that I want to live. That's the old carnal nature speaking. That's the old man talking. That's the old man saying, I don't want any controls. The carnal mind is enmity against God, irreconcilable hatred. The carnal mind doesn't want to be controlled. Oh, praise God, but the spiritual man, he draws his strength from Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. I want to be like him. I want to know him. The psalmist says, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. And here he was talking about a place, but in the spiritual terminology, sense of that scripture, I take is I want to be in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life. I don't want to be estranged from him. Isn't it terrible to be estranged from the Lord? Have you been times in your life when you've been cooled off and you haven't been serving the Lord like you should? You know what I'm talking about. Just me. You know, sometimes we get cooled off and we get into a routine and the fire of the Holy Spirit seems to dim down a little bit and we feel not right. Something's wrong. I don't feel that peace, that joy. Everything's going okay. There's no problem, but I don't feel right. I can't put it in words. What is it? There isn't that closeness with the Lord, praise God. And the psalmist says, oh, I want to be in the presence of the Lord to behold his beauty, praise God, inquire in his temple. Oh, praise the Lord. The power of his resurrection. I'm not just talking about when the Lord calls us in the rapture. I'm talking about the power of his resurrection that we know that power of his resurrection. He resurrected us into newness of life in this life. Amen. We were dead and lost and undone. But praise God, the Holy Spirit came in and brought a newness of life within us. It resurrected us to newness of life. We have new desires and new thoughts and new aspirations, and old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new because the Holy Spirit has changed us. He's given us a heart operation, praise God. Oh, glory to his name. Praise the Lord, it helps us. Paul says in Romans, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in newness of life. Buried with baptism to death, death of the old life, not physical death, but death of the old life, raised in newness of life, praise God. We've been born again, made new, praise God, hallelujah. God didn't try and just fix us. He didn't try and take care of our nature and try and patch us up. It was irreparably damaged. No, he gave us a new nature, praise God, in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Paul writes to Colossians, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised us from the dead. Oh, praise the Lord. The fellowship of his sufferings. To know the suffering of our Savior. When we celebrate the Holy Supper, that is such a reminder in our minds, contemplate what Jesus did on the cross, that he became the sacrifice for your sin and my sin. We couldn't have done it. Even if we were crucified, we weren't righteous. It wouldn't have counted. It wouldn't have been any to no avail. But the perfect Lamb of God, the sinless Lamb of God, died on the cross and paid the price of your sin and my sin. Sin required a sacrifice of death. Jesus paid it all. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Being made conformable unto his death. Now, this is not talking about martyrdom, but this is talking about death to self and death to the world. Amen. It's not martyrdom. Being made conformable unto his death. Lord, I want to die to crucify this flesh. I want to die to self, Lord, that I might be alive in you. Praise God. That's what the apostle is saying. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm going to prevail on my daughter. Dana, would you come to the mic and sing that song you've sung before? One day, Jesus will call my name. I want you to listen to the words.
Number of days where I put myself first.
Amen. I want to get so close to Him that it'll be no big change on that day that Jesus calls my name. Praise God. One day Jesus is going to call our name. Oh, brother and sister, I want to get close to Him. It's no big change. Oh, no. Praise God. Take us into glory, Lord. Oh, glory to His name. Praise the Lord. Lord, help us this morning. I want to go to that other verse. Not to prolong. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but the one thing, this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. You see, there's two parts to this, winning Christ. One is to know Him, to seek after Him. And the other is to put those things that are behind, praise God. Those things which are behind, praise God. To forget about those things, praise God. Is there something in your life that you're holding on to that keeps haunting you in the past? We all have things in our past that we'd like to forget. We all have failures and moments of not serving the Lord that I know we all would like to forget. But oh, praise God, Lord, help us, because the enemy wants to focus us on those things. And we got to put those things behind us, praise God. Oh, praise God, it's a new day in Christ Jesus. A new day for Him, praise God. Is there something that holds back our growth? Something that stops us? Something that keeps us from attaining? Well, it's this problem I have right now, this situation. And it's like the enemy trying to distract and the enemy trying to focus us on the wrong things, praise God. You know, when I played basketball in high school 100 years ago or so, it was one of the things they told us on defense is to keep your hands up. Keep it in the face. When somebody was going for a basket, somebody was trying to shoot, get your hands in his face. Try and distract them. And that's what the enemy tries to do. He tries to distract us. Tries to hold us back, tries to get our focus off what we're doing. I admire these quarterbacks. You watch the football in the football, National Football League. They know that they're coming after them, and they know they're going to get hit, but they're focused on that pass. They're going to throw the pass, and they know it's coming, but their focus is on making that pass. One time in one of the games, we played Bishop DeBerg High School. And they had a young man, Rich Neiman, that 7-footer, that then when he went on to professional basketball player sometime later. And during the game, I found myself at the head of the key, and there was nobody around me. And I hesitated to take the shot. And that hesitation, he came running at me and slammed that ball down my throat. An example to us, press, don't hesitate. God's calling us, come on, church, come on. Don't hesitate. Keep moving forward, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Paul said those things he enumerates. He lays out his credentials. He said he was circumcised the 8th day. Not a proselyte, but a Jew. An Israelite, a Roman citizen, from the tribe of Benjamin, the tribe of King Saul, a descendant of Jacob, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, it says. He and his parents were fluent in Hebrew and Aramaic language, a Pharisee, very strict, a doctor of the law, persecuting the church, zealous for Judaism. Adhere to the law of Moses. No one could fault him or his dedication. But he says that was how he measured his success. That's how he laid out his life. that gave him what he thought was his righteousness until Jesus caught up with him on the way to Damascus. Oh, praise God. And everything changed. Everything changed, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. He was now focused one thing. This one thing I do. In our life, there's one thing that is our focus. Whether we admit it to ourselves or not, there's one thing that's our focus. And Paul was clear now, there's this one thing I do. Praise God. We cannot run two races. We can't do that. Only one thing can stand at the top of our life. And it was Paul saying, I'm focused. I know what I want. I know that's this coming in contact with Jesus Christ in such a personal way. I've given up everything and I was glad to do it. I didn't count it. It was worthless. It didn't mean anything to me that I may win Christ. It was so precious, praise God. And it began with those things. What are the things that you and I have to leave behind? What are the defeats and the failures and the disappointments and the things that bother us? What are those things that we have to leave behind? And I encourage you, brother and sister, this morning, leave them behind. Don't look back. Victory is ahead. We can't change the past. We can't overcome it. It's done. It's under the blood of Jesus, and we got to remember that, praise God. It's under the blood of Jesus, praise God. We have surrendered it. We have asked the Lord for forgiveness. We've asked the Lord to help us. Don't let where you are now define where you're going. Well, my life's a mess. Things are not right in my relationships or whatever the case may be. Oh, praise God, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, praise God. What does God want you to do? He wants you to live a victorious life. The word says we are more than conquerors, more over and above. We're more than conquerors through him, praise God. Oh, praise God, he has supplied all that we need to live the life and run the race, praise God. And I say, Lord, would you help us? Forgetting those things that are behind. He remembered, well too aware of the examples from Jewish history. The Israelites coming out of Egypt, they couldn't forget those things that were behind and died in the wilderness. The rich young ruler, he couldn't put the material things behind to win Christ. Oh, praise God. The Pharisees and their religion, they couldn't put away their tradition to see the Messiah was right there in front of them. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Help us. Oh, praise God. We'll not experience the new thing until we make our minds do the one thing. And that's to forget those things that are behind. Amen. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Reaching forth unto those things that are ahead. You know, we have had some beautiful revivals in the past. But you and I can't live on those revivals. Those are precious memories. And for many of us, that's how we first came to the Lord, knew Christ, began that relationship with him. That's all wonderful. But God has a new revival for us, a revival that is relevant for today, praise God. That's what I want. I want a new revival, amen. I like what the psalmist said, I will be anointed with fresh oil, praise God. Oh, we need the fresh oil of the Holy Ghost. Lord, anoint us with fresh oil this morning, praise God. Want to press on for the kingdom, praise the Lord. Press for the goal, press. It's a very descriptive word in an athletic term used to picture a runner who is straining, reaching, and pressing to the ribbon. My wife was critiquing me One day we were at one of the picnics many years ago, and we were playing softball with the kids, and I hit the ball and was running for first base, which was, I didn't do much running, but running for first base. And she says, "You were straining and pushing and just giving it all you got. You weren't moving very fast, but you were really exerting a lot of effort into it." Praise God. Does that strength, does that pressing, does that describe us this morning? I'm pressing for the kingdom. That means you're giving it your all. You're giving it all you got. Your mind, you're focused on the goal ahead. Praise the Lord. Don't let the things of yesterday and the problems of today rob you. God promised us victory. He is with us. He says, "Behold, I've given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness, that you may be partakers of the divine nature by the Holy Spirit." Praise God. He placed the Holy Spirit within us. You that are not baptized yet, the Holy Spirit is a gift for you, my brother and sister. He wants to empower you. He wants to use you for the kingdom. Praise God. Every one of us has gifts differing in nature, but every one of us has gifts to use for the kingdom of God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. I love what Paul is saying to the church. Church, come on. I'm pressing. Would you help me? Would you join me? Would you come along? Praise God. Got a few more miles to go, but oh, let's give it all we got. We want to see victory. Want to see deliverance. Oh, Brother Ron, I don't know. My situation is so, I don't know. I don't doubt the Lord. Don't doubt him. Has he not done miracles? Has anything limited his power? No. Oh, praise God. Lord, help us. The Spirit of God is alive and well. The Spirit of God wants to move and encourage and strengthen you and strengthen me. And I say, Lord, would you help us? Help us, Lord, to be open to the movement of the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to press for the kingdom. I'm going to come to a close. Sister, brother, would you come forward as I stop right here? I love when the Holy Spirit brings a freedom in the congregation that we can praise the Lord, that we can just praise God and sing out, glorify his name. Then we have just a few moments of praise, you know, when the Holy, we just want to praise the name of Jesus, praise God. Oh, Lord, that shouldn't be strange in a Holy Ghost church. You know, that shouldn't be something that's so unusual. No, it should be something that's the norm, praise God. And, oh, Lord, would you help us this morning? We're pressing for the kingdom. We're not here just a group, an organization. No, we're here the body of Christ, sons of the living God who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And you're right, we don't deserve to be here, but his mercy endures forever, praise God. Oh, aren't you glad this morning? God didn't look at your qualifications and my qualifications and just say, oh yeah, you may, no. He said, no, even though you're not, my blood will cover you, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, help us this morning. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. You know, the greatest blessings are ahead of you, my brother and sister. I want to tell you that this morning. Wherever you are in your spiritual walk, the greatest blessings can be ahead. If you'll just open, if you'll just press for the kingdom, if you'll just seek Christ and get closer to him, praise God. God will open up rivers of water. He'll open up things in your life. The Holy Spirit will flow through your life as never before. How can I say that? Because it's the word, praise God. In the day that you seek me with a whole heart, you'll surely find. In the day that we seek him and say, oh Lord, would you have your way in me? In spite of my faults and failures, in spite of my down sittings, Lord, in spite of my past, oh God, would you have your way in me? Do you believe God can do that? Do you believe he can do that this morning? Is it possible? We're talking about Peter this morning and describing him. And God took an impetuous Peter who cut off the soldier's ear, who said, I'll never leave you, Lord. Not me. They may go, those 11, but you can count on me. And three times he denied him. God took Peter, caused him to preach the first sermon in the new church. Oh my God. And there are many more examples. Many of us, well, I'm going to say all of us shouldn't be here this morning. Should be somewhere else. The enemy tried to drag us away. The enemy tried to steal our salvation. And we didn't know it at the time. But it was the mercy of God, the hand of God that was on us. And God brought us into contact with people who love the Lord, or the Word of God, or brought us to this congregation, or however he caught up with us. It wasn't like Paul on the way to Damascus, but it was. God caught up with us very definitely. Well, I married somebody that went to this church, and I wasn't much for church, but lo and behold, I started to come. The church that was started on the hill, one told another, and the Lord began to move. And one by one, he brought them in. Isn't the Lord wonderful this morning? Oh God, help us. Encourage us with your word this morning. I want to know him. I want to know him. I don't want to be half-baked in this approach to Christ. I want to know him. I want to get so close that on that day it's going to be no big change. We're ushered from glory to glory. Praise God. We close our eyes here and open them on the other side in victory. Amen. That's how it ought to be. Praise God. That's our hope. That's our desire this morning. Lord, help us to press for the kingdom. May his name be praised.